From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. With three people now confirmed dead from the inhalation form of anthrax, researchers are racing to find new treatments. By the time serious symptoms develop, victims are usually too sick to respond to treatment by antibiotics. Today, though, two reports in the journal Nature shed light on new approaches to treating anthrax, methods that do not rely on antibiotics. NPR's Richard Knox has the story.
Just being exposed to anthrax spores doesn't kill you. Even the anthrax bacterium itself isn't lethal. It's the toxin released by the bacteria that wreaks havoc. The journal Nature today released two reports on anthrax toxin that researchers say will open new avenues to treatment. One paper announces the discovery of the molecular doorway that allows the anthrax toxin into human cells. The other report presents the first detailed picture of the toxin itself, in particular the so-called lethal factor, which does most of the damage. John Collier of Harvard Medical School is a co-author of both reports. He says the focus on the toxin is vital because anthrax is often untouched by antibiotics.
They kill the bacteria. They do not inactivate the toxin. So we think that there's a major need for a way to block the action of the toxin to enable us to rescue an individual in which the disease has progressed to a later stage beyond a point of rescue with antibiotics.
One way to block anthrax is to prevent its toxin from attaching itself to its entry point into human cells, the newly discovered receptor. In fact, researchers at the University of Wisconsin and Harvard have already done this. They've made a sort of decoy that looks like the receptor that the toxin normally attaches to. In the test tube, at least, this decoy sponges up free-floating toxin before it can do damage.
Well, this gives us another tool to put in our bag of tricks to try to combat the effects of the toxin, the action of the toxin.
That bag already contains other possible tricks. Earlier this month, before anthrax became a public threat, the Harvard group announced it had devised another way to block the anthrax toxin in animals. And last spring, they reported on yet another blocker that prevents the toxin's components from assembling themselves into a killer molecule. It will take a lot of work to translate these findings into new drugs to treat anthrax. Collier has been frustrated until now about the lack of funding to test the new approaches in animals. For each new approach, he says, the key experiment to point the way shouldn't take long to do.
You do that experiment and get at least a good inkling of the results or a good indication of how well these things are going to work. You do that in a week.
The other report released today on the lethal factor may also accelerate development of new approaches. Researchers made detailed atom-by-atom pictures of a portion of the factor. They also captured how the lethal factor interacts with human cells to do its damage. Researchers hope this will lead to designer drugs to tame anthrax in much the same way that discovering the structure of HIV made possible effective AIDS drugs. Robert Liddington of the Burnham Institute near San Diego led the group that discovered the lethal factor's structure. He says all the new approaches have another important implication.
We should also be in a strong position, I think. You know, if some new, especially virulent strain comes along that's no longer sensitive to the standard antibiotics, then we should be in a position to target those new strains.
But it would have been nice, Liddington adds, if the discoveries reported today had been available a year or two ago. Scientists would be that much closer to drugs that could rescue people from inhalation anthrax. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.